Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, today is the 22nd anniversary of the tragedy that took place on the 11th day of September 2001. We do start with a pledge of allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The appropriate for today is to get spare parts for your rifle. We'll talk more about that during Farmers Monday, which begins in about an hour. In the meantime, we have patient Wayne at Greenham because he is such a patient guy, my friend Andrew Butchin. Andrew is the marketing director and one of the owners of EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating EMP Shield devices in your life will give you the peace of mind you're looking for. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you, as always. So tell me, where were you the morning of September 11, 2001, sir?
So I was a junior in high school, so I believe I was in my second or third class of the day when this occurred.
And what time zone were you in then?
Central time, so I was in Derby, Central. Kansas at the time.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I was, preparing to go to the memorial service for my friend and my mentor, my employer, Mr. Charles Shaw. Most people don't know who Charles Shaw was, but majority of people listening to the show did see the film The Great Escape. Steve McQueen pretended to do what Mr. Shaw did in real life, which was be captured and escaped from German POW camps five times. He was a World War II B-17 navigator, and he had died the Friday before, September 11th. So I'm putting on my suit, getting ready to go to memorial service, and a very dear friend says, John, turn on your TV. So I turned it on, and I see that the first tower is on fire. And I'm determined to do this, get to this memorial service. And, of course, whatever time period it was later, half an hour, 45 minutes later, maybe it wasn't that long, the second tower got hit. I'm still determined to go. So I bid my wife, my daughter was living with us at the time, my adult daughter, and I went to get fuel for my vehicle. I got the radio full blast so I can hear it while I'm outside pumping the gas. And then I hear the following. Smoke is coming from the Pentagon. At that point, I made a command decision that I would not go to the memorial service. I would return to take care of my family. And I called a family conference, my wife, my adult daughter, and I said, ladies, here's the program. Before noon, we will have all the money out of the bank. We'll have all three vehicles fueled up. We'll have them stocked with what we need to get to our safe haven, a two-hour drive away. We will set up a monitoring station on the dining room table to monitor all the radio frequencies, emergency frequencies, 24 hours a day for the time being. And that was our plan. And then, Andrew, by noon, we had all the money out of the bank. We had the cars fueled up, ready to go. And the monitoring station was set up and monitored 24 hours a day for the next, basically, week until the following Saturday. Everything changed that day, didn't it?
Well, it really did. The state of our country changed. Thankfully, it was a horrible event, but it did increase our situational awareness, which ultimately led to some bad things as well. But overall, the world actually changed after that.
Now, I'm not sure he was. Osama bin Laden said he thought it was a great thing that 9/11/01 happened. I don't think he ever took personal responsibility. But even if he did, we knew that Osama bin Laden, we thought might have been in Afghanistan. Turns out he was shot to death in Pakistan. But we thought he was in Afghanistan with about 100 Saudi Arabians, about two school bus loads. So, Andrew, we went to war with an entire country because two school bus loads of Saudi Arabian terrorists were hiding out in the mountains of Afghanistan. Does that make a lot of sense?
Right. No, it certainly doesn't. Yeah,
That's what we did. And then, of course, we have Saddam Hussein. Now, nobody in their right mind would say Saddam Hussein was a nice guy on one hand. On the other, as third world Islam, Muslim dictators go, he wasn't that bad. In fact, being a Christian in Iraq was the best place to be a Christian in the entire Middle East, including our ally, Israel. It's far better to be a Christian in Iraq during that period of time than in Israel. In fact, the third guy in charge of the entire country was a Christian. But we went to war with Iraq, well, allegedly, because he had nuclear weapons, which, of course, he did not have. He had weapons of mass destruction. Of course he did. They all said made in USA because Saddam was our ally to fight against Iran. So all the weapons, right. The real weapons of mass destruction he had were stamped made in America because we gave them to him to help fight our mutual enemy, Iran. It's been quite a 22-year period of time, hasn't it, sir?
You know, it really has. And, you know, the Afghanistan war really did draw on a long time. And how we left was not very good either. But as far as Saddam goes, I completely agree. I mean, he, not to say he was a great guy by any means, because he certainly was not. But as far as he really was for the better in that area
of the
world.
What he was stabilizing. Yeah. He was a stabilizing influence in the Middle East. He was our guy in the Middle East. Now, the country just south of him started drilling underneath the boundary between Iraq and what was that little country that he invaded? Help me out here. the country that Saddam Hussein invaded. We all know it. Anyway, they were stealing his oil.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. And we'll probably get some emails real quick on that. They were stealing his oil. So he went to the ambassador, his buddy, the U.S. ambassador in Iraq, and he says, these guys are stealing my oil. I think I need to invade and stop them guys from stealing my oil. And the American ambassador said, well, that's a good idea. You should go ahead and do that. So he did it with the permission of his big brother, that was us, who provided him everything he needed to fight against Iran. He did invade that little country. After there was this tearful testimony from this woman in front of the U.S. Congressional Subcommittee, after the invasion, tearfully talking about Iraqi soldiers going into these hospitals and throwing babies out of the incubators and leaving the babies on the floor to die, which, of course, was a complete fabrication. The Iraqi soldiers did nothing of the kind. Kuwait was the country. Kuwait, the invasion of Kuwait. It's been, and of course, I've always had, and of course, General Powell took the clout shot, and he died not long after that, but I've always admired General Powell, General Colin Powell, as a man of honor and distinction and good service. And he was given fabricated evidence that Iraq was fabricating weapons, nuclear weapons, and was importing yellow cake, enriched uranium. I don't know if you remember, Andrew, but not long after he made a fool of himself in front of the entire world, he resigned his position. Do you recall that?
Yes, I do recall that. Yep.
Yeah, it's a. They took advantage of this man. Most of the planet, I think, held respect for General Powell and his military service and his dedication to our country. In the meantime, young men like yourself, you were a junior in high school, were caught up on this, and it all looked very real and very credible to a teenager, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely, it did. In fact, that was one of the main reasons I joined the military.
You and thousands of other young men, and unfortunately, young women. I say unfortunately because we did something in your war this country has never done, as far as I know, which was to intentionally put women in harm's way, as opposed to doing everything we could to keep the medical corps, which is where the women served with honor and distinction, to keep them out of harm's way. In fact, General Wainwright, in his book he wrote about what happened at Corregidor, when MacArthur left, he put General Wainwright in charge. He says he would not have surrendered if it wasn't for the 300 nurses he had on his staff. He was concerned about the safety and security of the nurses. And that's why he surrendered to the Japanese. He was not going to surrender otherwise. And here we are, the 11th day of September 2023. The world has changed again. We have a major war taking place on the European continent since first time since 1945. Right now, for the time being, it appears to be a proxy war. American soldiers are dying, but it's not being talked about. We're supplying the heavy weapons of war to Ukraine. And Russia has a line in the sand. We don't know what that line in the sand is, where they will use the rest of their weapons in their inventory, which brings us to our main topic of the day, which include both nuclear weapons and EMP weapons. And, of course, EMP weapons may or may not be nuclear, but if a nuclear device is set off in the upper atmosphere, it won't cause the normal destruction of a weapon on the ground. It just does an instantaneous electronic impulse that destroys all electronics, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, interestingly, I don't know if you heard about this, but the Washington Times just put out an article a day ago discussing the advancement of EMP weapons in China. And for those listening, I'm sure you're aware that China and Russia are now best friends. So any advanced EMP weapons that China develops and is continuing to develop will all obviously be at the availability of the Russians as well. And I believe that there was a report that came out, a government report on the advancement of Chinese weapons on Wednesday. I'm trying to find the document, but it did come out Wednesday, and then there was an article in the Washington Times, I believe, yesterday. So they are advancing their EMP weapons, and I'm sure we all know why, although we hope they'll never use them.
It becomes a lot more feasible if you, and I'm talking about you being the Chinese, if you just happen to be the world's largest manufacturer of transistors, resistors, diodes, semiconductors, printed circuits, and the rest of it, it becomes a lot more doable to attack your enemy and destroy all that stuff. If you just happen to be the world's largest manufacturer of the same stuff, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and it makes sense strategically for them in many ways, although I don't know at what point they would. I believe that they could use the EMP weapons. The question is when, you know, you talked about lines in the sand, because you're right, they do have the ability to manufacture these microelectronics and transistors, resistors, and diodes to replace
them. And what a jobs program, replacing all the electronics in the infrastructure of the United States, which is massive infrastructure, which the last 30 years have been filled up with all these marvelous electronic devices. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to our first caller, I do work with EMP Shield. We have EMP Shield devices for sale at my website, $50 off each piece of equipment. You want to protect your car, your car of your spouse, the car of that youngster off to college, protect the home, protect your generator. You can do so with EMP Shield devices. Keep in mind, there's a they also protect against lightning with a $25,000 insurance policy. And our first caller here, Andrew, is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, I'm calling because I disagree 100% with you on Saddam Hussein. This guy was a nutcase, to put it slightly. He was out of control. He used to put prisoners into meat grinders and have his children watch them being tortured and chopped up. That's the kind of guy that raised his family that way. He was a complete total idiot. We don't know for weeks before our invasion of Iraq, they burned those weapons over there. But our media here wouldn't cover it because we wanted to paint Bush as being the enemy because we have a leftist media here. But for weeks, they burned weapons of mass destruction over there. And from the analysts from the Internet, what you could get, you could see that there were traces of radioactive materials in the smoke. The Kuwaiti invasion was totally over the price of oil. Kuwait at the time had what they called Kuwaiti gold. And Kuwaiti gold was the measuring stick from which all other prices of oil were measured by the price of the Kuwaiti gold. That was the standard which all other oils were based on, and the reason for that was because Kuwait had the purest oil in the region at the time and in the world. And to allow Saddam Hussein to control the price of oil would have been absolutely, totally insane, because this madman could detect to the whole world the price of oil. We had to go in there. We had to take this guy out. This guy was a bad egg from day one all the way across the board. And I don't know about the story about him saying the Kuwaitis were drilling under his, into his Iraqi oil fields. There might be some truth to that. I can't deny it. I've never heard it. But I do know the real reason behind the war was the price of oil. And we couldn't allow this madman to control the price of oil. And he was absolutely a madman. And he got what he deserved.
Thank you for your call, Charlie. We appreciate it. We can go around the planet and find all kinds of people that do dastardly things. For example, the country of Saudi Arabia right now, Andrew, let's see, it's 8:15 Eastern time. Their embassy will probably open by 9 o'clock at the at the latest Eastern time in Washington, D.C. The country of Saudi Arabia, they crucify people publicly. And their embassy will be open for business in Washington, D.C. in the next few minutes with air conditioning, polite young ladies behind the reception desk, acting as if they're just a normal country. And I'm sure that the Saudi Arabian ambassador will be invited to the American embassy for coffee or tea at some point this month, because these guys all have dinner together, have lunches together, have different events, and so forth. But the country of Saudi Arabia does crucify people. That's usually regarded as, by most civilized people, as a barbaric practice, isn't it, Andrew?
Oh, it certainly is. Absolutely.
Of course it is. Of course it is. So, talking about the barbarism or the bad things that different countries do, there's no end to that. That's a very common thing around the planet. Now, what Charlie just said is often made to be the real reason we went into Iraq is because of oil and the price of oil. And thank you, Charlie, for pointing that out, because there's another part to this that Charlie didn't mention. Iraq was going to start selling oil in non-dollar denominations. Iraq didn't have enough production to change the price of the oil worldwide. That would be up to OPEC to do that, because the combined resources of OPEC could outdo Saddam Hussein when it came to pricing oil any day of the week. But thank you, Charlie, for pointing out that the real reason we went into Iraq was oil. In fact, there was a book, it was also a PBS series, and I'm not a big fan of PBS, Andrew. The title of the book and the title of the documentary is The Prize, which gives some excellent documentation going back well more than a century about big oil being involved in all these world wars. We have a break right there. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have new listeners every week, and we ask Andrew to do a four-minute summary after the first break every week of just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect with it. If you would, Andrew, please.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. So, hey, everybody. My name's Andrew Butchin, and I am the Director of Sales and Marketing for EMP Shield. And part of my goal at EMP Shield is to educate people and raise awareness about what in the world this EMP thing is. And so that's exactly what I'm going to do. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And what this is actually an energy weapon. It's a very devastating weapon that is designed specifically to destroy, damage, disable pretty much anything that has electronics, microelectronics, and certain components like a transistor, a resistor, or a diode inside of it. And now, the first thing, the most important thing for people to understand is that an EMP isn't something that's just science fiction. You know, this is something that you may have seen in a science fiction movie or a book, maybe a video game, and so a lot of people think that EMP is not real. But I'm here to let you know that EMP is actually one of the most devastating weapons that our adversaries currently have. It's one of the most devastating weapons in the world. In fact, it is so devastating that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population would die within 1 year after an EMP, and I'll explain a little bit about why. So an EMP is created by a nuclear weapon, just first and foremost. But it's not a nuclear weapon that's being detonated at the ground level of the Earth like we normally see. So like we've seen before, you know, in Japan, we see the big mushroom cloud and, you know, the wave and the radiation. That's not what happens here. The way a high-altitude nuclear EMP is created is by taking that nuclear weapon and detonating it very high in the atmosphere. In fact, it's so high, it's about 300 miles is what we project would be the optimal altitude. And this is about the height of the International Space Station. So this is very, very high above the Earth. And, of course, it's a nuclear weapon. It's very large. And what happens is when this bomb explodes, the blast goes out in all directions. So it pushes outwards into space. It also pushes downwards towards the Earth. And the blast is what creates the effect of the EMP. And I'll explain how. Basically, you have three phases of an EMP. The first two phases are created from that radiation and matter from the blast going very fast, almost the speed of light, and hitting the atmosphere below it towards the Earth. And what happens is when the radiation and the matter from that blast hit the atmosphere, it strips the electrons from the atmosphere, it's called ionization, and then shoots those electrons down towards the Earth. And this is not a small amount of energy. This at the low level, we projected to be roughly 50,000 volts per square meter. And at 300 miles right above Kansas, an EMP would encompass the entire United States, the upper portion of Mexico, and the lower portion of Canada. So this is a very, very large weapon. It would take out electronics across the board. And the way that works is these electrons from the atmosphere get shot down towards the Earth, and this occurs in nanoseconds, and induced into everything that's a conductor of electricity. So it'll induce directly into the grid, directly into your home. It'll go through the structure of your house, directly into your TV, your refrigerator, anything that is conductive electricity. And most importantly, one of the most important, it will also go into your modern-day vehicles and destroy modern-day vehicles. So pretty much anything that has microelectronics or certain components, as I mentioned, have a very, very high likelihood of being destroyed. And that means that if you're 100 miles from home, you're more than likely going to be walking. If, in fact, and a lot of people don't know this, but during the first two phases, there's actually a high likelihood that the grid will also go down. But, however, there is also a third phase of the EMP. It's called the E3. And this is designed specifically to take down the power grid and how we deliver our energy. And so the way this works is the blast from that nuclear weapon also pushes outwards into space. And when it does that, it's very large. It pushes on the magnetosphere, which is this thing around the Earth that protects us from space weather. Well, the magnetosphere likes to sit in a very normal shape around the Earth, and this blast disrupts it and causes it to fluctuate for many hours. It could be 10-plus hours. And while the magnetosphere is fluctuating, it creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. Now, this low and slow charge isn't large enough. It's not enough energy to really induce into your home, even though it wouldn't matter because most things are destroyed. It won't induce your vehicle, but it will induce directly into the power grid. And at a certain point, whether it's 3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, the charge in the grid becomes so high that certain critical components, like portions of substations and transformers, then become destroyed. So basically, after EMP, you no longer have power running your home. You no longer have a way to deliver power. You don't have functioning vehicles. You don't have microelectronics. There's no telecommunications. There's no cell phones. There's no internet. We have basically gone back to the early 1800s in a matter of nanoseconds. That's how fast this is. And so it's very devastating. A lot of people won't have running water. And this projection by Homeland Security that 90% of the population will die, I think that's actually an understatement. I think it could be actually higher than that, but it just really depends on where you live. And now the other part of why I'm on the show is to explain to folks that although this is a very real weapon, there are ways to protect yourself. And one of the ways is using our technology, EMP Shield, which is able to protect an entire electrical system like your house and the components inside your TV. It can protect your modern-day vehicle, which means you can still use your vehicle and it's being protected. So no matter where you are, if this event ever does occur, and we really hope it never does, but if it does occur, you're still going to be able to get home to your loved ones. You're going to be able to go pick up your children from school. You will still have this ability to use those devices and components that have microelectronics. And that's my overview, John.
Well, perfect. Perfect timing there, Andrew. We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence the facts and the truth about race and the fact that race drives history and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh, yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We're in the middle of the worst crime in human history. That would be the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. I have more than 200 articles and videos, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, a former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says, in no uncertain terms, he doesn't pull any words at all, that the COVID vaccinations are designed and meant to hurt and kill people. It's not a side effect. It's what they're meant to do. If you want to educate yourself, you can do so at the COVID panel at thelibertyman.com. We have products that will help you achieve your goals there. It's going to be winter before you know it, seriously. It's the second week of September. It'll start cooling down here as we get deeper into fall. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money, check out the Liberator Rocket Heater. No moving parts, no smoke, and you can safely burn pine and cedar because, well, complete combustion, 99.5% combustion, according to the EPA. Last but not least, if you're tired of being tired, if the arthritis pain is slowing you down, then check out the Energy Cleaner. When you place your order, I personally box them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, which is now a very nice restaurant, by the way, and they go out priority mail to all over the world. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Living with Andrew Butchin, he is the Director of Marketing, one of the owners of EMP Shield. And I'm trying to help people get educated here as to the very real and present danger of Russia and China both having these weapons, threatening to use these weapons, and the need to get prepared in advance. Right, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And I hope people kind of pay heed. And if they're unfamiliar with what EMP is, you know, just jump on Google or, you know, open, there's some books that discuss it and start reading.
Absolutely. We've interviewed twice on my show Bill Fortune, the author of several books, the most recent one titled 5 Years After, the first one being 1 Second After. Yes, on one hand, they're novels. On the other, he has very solid fact-based information in both these novels, doesn't he?
Yes, sir, he does. And it's a incredible novel. And anybody who'd like to learn the impact of what an EMP really can have on a family or a town, 1 Second After is a good book to read.
Right. It's one thing to read the engineering specs and the technology of what's involved and what they do. Mm-hmm. It's another to understand the human side of it and what it does to a family, what it does to a community, what it does to a country. And, of course, EMP Shield now has a partner in this whole deal called Grid Down Redoubt. Tell us about Grid Down Redoubt, if you would, Andrew.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, so the Grid Down Redoubt is the world's first EMP-hardened energy storage system. It, as far as price and specs go, there is nothing else comparable out there. It goes from 13 kilowatt hours up to 81. It's designed specifically for on-grid or off-grid capabilities. And I believe there is a link to that on thelibertyman.com. So for folks that want to learn about this system and who are looking for a off-grid or grid-tied or combination backup power system, highly, highly recommend it. It is EMP hardened through EMP Shield. And it is a phenomenal energy storage system.
It is. And so the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Grid Down Redoubt. That's REDOUBT. And it's really, it's about as good as it gets. As far as anything I know that's available right now, it's as good as anything gets. And I encourage people to check that out. And you may want to work with an electrician to see what your needs are. Are the people at EMP Shield that can, or Grid Down Redoubt, that can help people determine what size system they need?
There absolutely are. So you can call. In fact, we're very proud of this. Our customer service at Grid Down is handled by EMP Shield. So EMP Shield has over 5,000 five-star reviews just on the customer service. And for those folks that want the phone number, if you go to griddown.com, the phone number is on the contact page. And also, if you do go to griddown.com, you make sure you use the code JRM. That's going to save you 7%, which equals several thousand dollars off on these energy storage systems as well.
Well, what many people, you were just a youngster in 2001, learned, and I've known since the Kennedy assassination. If you're watching TV and they stop normal broadcasting, we interrupt this broadcasting for the special announcement, it's rarely a good thing, is it, Andrew?
Never a good thing. That means something serious is happening.
Exactly. And that was your wake-up call. You would have been as a sophomore. You were a junior in high school, you say? A junior? What, 16?
A junior in high school, yep. And we actually turned on, we had a TV in the classroom I was in, and then we actually turned it on, was watching it, and then the school released all of the students.
Everything stopped, didn't it? All normal business, all normal
commerce.
Right. Everything stopped nationwide. It wasn't just your school. It wasn't just my activities. And, of course, everybody listening, of course, it's no secret. Everything stopped.
Right.
My neighborhood, I live in a very nice suburban neighborhood of St. Louis, a community called Kirkwood, Missouri, and at the time. And about 5 p.m., I went for a walk down through the neighborhood, and I saw the lines were forming at the gas stations, people getting off work, some maybe a little bit early, lines, people gassing up their vehicles, lines at the supermarket, people stocking up on food, people getting cash out of the ATMs. People were scared, and we didn't know what was going on. That first, especially the first 24 hours, we weren't really sure what was happening, were we, Andrew?
No, I certainly wasn't. As a junior in high school, they released us, so I drove. I needed gas, so I went to the gas station. The line was all the way to the road. And I knew something bad was happening, but I didn't, you know, even then I'm like, holy cow, what's really happening right now? I didn't quite fully understand at the time. Of course, later on, obviously. But,
Even the mature adults. Here's what I told my wife and my adult daughter. She was, I think, 23 at the time, and my oldest grandson was, who's now 26, was 3 years old. And I said, ladies, one more attack anywhere in this country, I don't care where it is, we're lock up the house and head to our safe haven. That's how I was taking it. Now, the following Saturday evening, I had a high school reunion, and my classmates thought it was kind of funny that John Moore brought a police scanner with him, and along with a cell phone. But right. At the banquet table, I had my scanner set up to keep up to date what was going on during my high school reunion that Saturday mm-hmm. evening, and it was the beginning of many. This past 22 years has been a wild ride in many ways, politically, economically, historically. The country has changed in many ways now. And one aspect of what happened on 9/11/01 was the Patriot Act, which had been had been worked on for probably better part of a year or more, ready to be signed into law. Something that probably would not have happened if it had not been for the conditions that were brought about, the mindset and the attitude brought about by 9/11/01, that the Patriot Act was signed into law. I don't believe that our Congress would have gone along with it in normal times, Andrew. I don't know if you have any thoughts on it or not.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't think it would have either. It's just the timing of the event certainly caused it to get signed.
Absolutely. The intrusive nature of the Patriot Act, the thought that you could control the actions of a terrorist with the full funding of an entire country behind him or her by doing these things that just aggravated normal Americans, you know, who are trying to live their lives, such as you had to, beginning with the Patriot Act, made it required you to give up your Social Security number to open a bank account. This is going to thwart international terrorism. Did you know that, Andrew? That's part of the Patriot Act. We can thwart international terrorists mm-hmm. by having American citizens surrender their Social Security number when they open a bank account. It makes me feel safe, doesn't it? Make you feel safe?
No, it certainly doesn't.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And other things involving cash transactions and so forth, all of which affect only normal human beings, don't affect international terrorists that have the sponsorship of an entire country behind them. It's right. foolish to believe that changing and hurting Americans' daily activities is going to slow down international terrorists with the financial backing of an entire country behind them. It's absolutely foolishness. But that's what began with the Patriot Act, and I believe it signed into law in October, November, shortly after 9/11/01. And tens of thousands of young Americans did what you did, Andrew. They joined the military thinking it was the right thing to do. Many people referred to 9/11/01 as a modern Pearl Harbor. There's some basis for that, of course. And I could see where a patriotic young man or young woman could get caught up in that whole hysteria based on what they knew at the time. And that's exactly what happened, isn't it, Andrew?
Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, we felt like it was the right thing to do for the center of the country. And that's what, you know, me and all my friends and everybody else absolutely did, you know?
I know. Well, here we are, and the threats haven't gone away. The threats of Russia and China have become a lot more in the news. The partnership of Russia and China is allegedly something new. If you listen to my friend Jeff Nyquist, they've always been partners all these decades since 1917. The apparent rift between them was propaganda, which you and I are very familiar with propaganda since we served in psychological warfare, mm-hmm. Was meant to deceive and the world that these two major powers were not getting along, when in fact they were all these years sharing technology, sharing information, and helping one another behind the scenes as they could. And it's now out in the open, isn't it, Andrew?
It is. And, you know, I'm glad it's finally in the open. This is something that I've understood for quite a long time. And at least now it's public. We understand that they're basically friends.
Absolutely. We have a caller and holder, Andrew. We got JP in Illinois. Good morning, JP.
Morning, guys. Happy False Flag Day. How you doing this morning?
Good.
I had to throw that in there because one of my direct relatives, Jack Clooney, was part of the counterterrorism force working FBI for 9/11, and he got shut down by Mueller. So I've been well aware of this for a long time. I've also been well aware about Obama. Have you guys seen the latest Tucker show about Obama's past?
Oh, yeah.
Now, guys, I knew about this from my boys in Intel 10 years ago, and nobody just found out about it. They're just finding out about it now. Another example is GMOs in all our food. You know, Obama signed an executive act to cover it all up. So you literally have to look for non-GMO labels. So just a quick story. I went into the store. The Boy Scouts were out there. I was hoping they were Girl Scouts, actually, with the cookies. I like them. But they were selling popcorn. I asked them, hey, are these GMO or not? They didn't know. The parents didn't know. So I thought, okay, this is a perfect learning lesson. I went in, got myself some non-GMO corn, explained to the little children that it has to be labeled non-GMO, and it was put there by Obama, and the parents didn't like it when I said that. But I went into how the shots are also GMOs, and see, what they do is they put poison in there, and I tried to make it real simple. They put poison in there so the bugs don't eat it. So if the bugs don't eat it, why do we eat it? And the kids' just eyes lit up. And I go, the same thing, and I told their parents, I go, the same thing is with these COVID shots. They turn you into a poison factory. And I swear, all their eyes went wide open, their mouths dropped.
But it was a
learning lesson, you know? You got to have these moments, these little moments. So what do you think?
All right. Well, congratulations for your effort there, JP. That's great. Anything else?
We got to keep trying. We got to keep trying, guys, because we're under assault. We've been taken over by Marxist communists at the democratic level, and we're occupied. So, and we're being poisoned. And it's not just the shots. It's in the food, the sugar, the corn syrups, and everything.
Right.
And now they're stabbing our pork and our cows. We're under full-scale attack. It's an invisible war, and people need to open up their eyes, especially the mothers that are feeding their kids this junk food and poison, giving them shots. I mean, they're liable, I think, for that.
I don't know anybody. The fathers. They're doing the right thing, don't they?
They do, but they're not. And the fathers need to stand up. They need to get their nose in the books and start doing some effing research. Sorry. But I had to vent a little for you guys, but we are under attack. And it's invisible war, and the EMP is the next thing to hit us, I think.
Roger that. Okay. Thank you for the call, JP. Right. We appreciate
it. Take care, guys.
Well, JP brought up a number of interesting topics, reinforced by Robert Kennedy Jr., who's publicly saying that 51% of American children have a chronic disease. When I was a youngster, it may have been 1% or 2%, but I don't hold out great hope for our future if... and of course, when it comes to the military, 4 out of 5 young Americans are not eligible to join the military because they're too fat, too dumb, mm-hmm. too drugged up, or too many criminal convictions, or a combination of any of the four. Right, Andrew?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know, it's something that we actually don't discuss a lot that I think I've been noticing is mental illness. And I don't know if it's stemmed by the overuse of the internet, the TikToks, and all those things, but I'm seeing a lot of mental illness in younger individuals and a lot of obesity. I mean, it's like it seems to have dramatically escalated over the last 10 years. And these days, if you look at pictures of even coworkers and friends that I work with, almost everybody is obese, unhealthy, and the majority of them appear to have some form of mental illness. It's just maybe just me, but it's very scary.
It is scary. It is scary. And we have people with letters behind their name, MD, and so forth, displaying mental illness, also advocating that children have their breasts cut off to help them feel better. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Shield has everything in stock and ready for immediate shipment. Is that accurate, sir?
That's accurate, yes, sir. We have everything in stock, ready to ship. If you order in the morning, it almost always ships that same day, and it's free shipping anywhere inside the continental United States, so shipping's 100% free. And it's the same with griddown.com for the energy storage systems. Those are all in stock, ready to ship as well for folks who are interested. And we really recommend people, if you do end up going there, use the coupon code JRM because it's going to save you thousands of dollars. It's JRM. You can use it in your cart. And something I didn't discuss before that I really wanted to quickly touch on for the energy storage systems at griddown.com is the warranty, because this is something that really, really makes the system stand out. GridDown, the readout, which is the name of this energy storage system, comes with a 25-year warranty. This is a energy storage system which can have solar that is 2.5 times longer than the average battery system. So the industry leading before us is normally 10 to 15 years. We are now the industry leading standard for warranty at 25 years. So that's something I just wanted to highlight to folks who are interested in getting a backup power system or solar system.
All right. Well, we've got the equipment you need to protect your infrastructure, your home, your car, your generator from EMP, and protect your home and your generator from lightning with a $25,000 insurance policy. I like to use the term peace of mind a lot because peace of mind has a lot of value, doesn't it, Andrew?
It really does. You know, knowing that you're prepared, you know, it makes you feel better. You're understanding, and it allows you to focus on other things instead of trying to figure out how to be and how to get that peace of mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, and go to the EMP Shield panel and go to the battery panel, and you'll get the information you need to make your choice, make your decision, and get what you need to protect yourself. That would be the Grid Down Redoubt is the energy panel. That's the newest product I offer, and I'm really happy to be offering that. Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. At the top of the hour break coming up here, we have Sam with us, and Sam Andrews will have Farms Monday, one of the more popular segments we do. Get caught up on what Sam's doing, what's going on at Freedom Center USA down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where world-class training takes place all year. Well, during the warm weather, we don't do the training when it's the dead of winter, but otherwise, we do a lot of training 9 months a year. So it's a lot of fun working with Sam and helping people get the knowledge, get the training they need to be safe. That's what it's all about. And the usual lineup this week coming up. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle